A comparison of textbook illustrations from the 1980s and today has triggered a heated debate amongst viewers. The claim that today's elementary school textbooks are uglier than that of 1990s is echoed by many adults. Well, yes, definitely adults because we've been through both. And is it true? Let's talk about this. Is it true that today's textbooks are even worse? Good looking than it used to be.
Yeah, I think all of us have been away from schools for years, but I have to say, if we have the social media back in the school years, I would like to post a picture of the cover of my textbook and post it on social media and click a dislike for it. So yeah, let's get back to the story. It was like published by the WeChat public account. 作书 is translated in English is making books. It posted an article on September the 18th and said, showing the making a comparison of the cover of the latest primary school textbooks and the old ones in 1988. So after comparison, the article said the artistic level of the textbooks dropped as time goes. And besides the quality of paper and printing, the overall design, layout, illustration of today's textbooks seems worse or uglier than textbooks nearly 30 years ago. So here comes the question. Our sense of beauty have increased, improved during the years, but why we can't show that in textbooks?
Yeah, so first of all, what I want to say is most of this is pretty relative. I think like it depends on who you ask, you know, who has the authority to say what this is or what this isn't when it comes to like kind of the expression or artistic work that happened in these textbooks. I got a chance to look at these pictures, and I think we can actually show you a picture of what these books look like, right? Hopefully you're looking at that. But anyways, you know, people are complaining that basically these books look similar to maybe some books in the past in certain ways, but then also they have weird facial expressions. The kids in the books have weird hair colors. It doesn't seem very realistic when you try to like connect it to real life. I guess people have said some of the drawings just look cheap. So people have a lot of problems with them. But basically, what I want to say is I looked at these books, okay? And I did not see too many problems with them. In fact, I think these, first of all, it's, like I said, important to remember, these books were made for kids. I think colors are engaging. I think many times anime and whatnot that kids are into nowadays has different colors. And you know, I would reference things that I saw in the US that were so popular when I was a kid. The Magic School Bus was like a magical bus these kids got into with Miss Frizzle. Okay, that was the teacher. And they would go, you know, in this crazy colored bus with this lady who always had a crazy looking dress and go check out and learn things about science or different parts of the world by traveling through this bus. Very unrealistic. We had Barney, the purple dinosaur,
I
being like,
loved
I love
Barney.
you
You
love
love
me,
me.
this kind of thing. Anybody that was born in my generation probably knows Barney. But purple dinosaurs, I don't think there's any geological or whatever, archaeological, sorry, evidence of dinosaurs being purple, okay? So what I'm saying is there's crazy things that happen when you are in the world of a child and people are trying to communicate with you either through a book or through other types of media like Barney's TV show or the Magic School Bus. But I think sometimes it's okay to be a little imaginative with kids, have some crazy colors, maybe some more crazy expressions, because in the world of a kid, maybe it's okay.
I think you make a very good point, Ryan, and that is
Thank
exactly
you.
what you're
Thank you.
welcome. That is exactly what's missing here. Maybe that can be the argument too. That is, these textbooks are they try to look realistic, I think, or at least that was part of maybe the intention. There's no like cute Barney figure in it at all, but there's just some paintings
But a lot
that.
of the complaints people had were weird hair colors, weird facial expressions, you know, not pertaining to real life.
I think
Is
that
that what a kid's book needs to be?
well, We can also argue, yes, like, okay. When you say weird facial expression, is it intentional or is it simply because the painter of that illustration has been so bad, so far off, can't capture what the real emotion is supposed to be and just had done a terrible job? What do you think?
Yeah, actually, many people complain about it's different from the real life, like a student's mother who's wearing a purple trousers, purple blouse, but it's so different from the current situation. And also many people complain that now we are living in cities, but the surroundings of the students are still in a countryside. It's more like the 30 years ago style. So maybe you should keep up with the development of the cities.
I think there is actually what Ryan, you had said earlier on, is very relevant here. Yeah. That is, what Huangshan, you're saying is that these illustrations are not up to date enough, doesn't depict today's life. But what Ryan, you said earlier on, it was more like a very imaginative or cartoon way of looking at and disseminating knowledge.
Yeah.
But that's not here.
I think it's okay to embellish in a kid's imagination, and I think one day you'll find that this embellishment this child had in believing what is possible and what is real, I think the more kids learn that what is real can be so much more than what we actually have in the real world, I think that actually makes them better, more imaginative, more happy, that there's maybe more possibilities in the world. If you saw, I remember my dad has it on his desk. It's this clay house I made in probably primary school. And the house is just all crazy colors, literally green, purple, you know, and I thought, I was like, this is the best. And he still has it on his desk. You know, now I look at it, I'm like, oh my God, that's the ugliest house I've ever seen. But, you know, I can't remember that, of course. But that house, I know when I was making it, I enjoyed it so much. But now maybe people are trying to tell me, no, Ryan, houses, roofs aren't that color. You need to change it to this. That would have been, for me, that would have been, I would have not liked that as a child. This restriction on some what people told me I could, how I could see the world.
Yeah, well, I guess here is what a relevant point is that what purpose should the textbooks serve?
Yeah.
There is definitely the, learning things from it.
Yes.
Also, maybe if it can serve to spur imagination.
Yeah.
And also, maybe some sort of guidance towards aesthetics to the understanding of beauty.
I agree, but let's keep in mind these are primary school kids. So in which case, I think you don't want to cram as much as you can into them so early. I think there's a lot of development that happens, especially with the imagination, like what I was just saying. So I think, you know, good artistic and fun things in this book can't be understated.
Yes.
And also children should start to appreciate beauty from a young age.
Yes.
Yes. And how to do that? Well, maybe start with having more publishers being able to publish these textbooks, and that might be a change that needs to happen. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Huangshan.